For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I know you've loved to do this. You love to come in and go, all right, what's the expectation in this moment? But whenever we do that in the regular season, we're not working with a full deck because we didn't really know exactly how the Western Conference situation was going to play out. Now we have some facts, two huge facts. Fact one, the Warriors made the playoffs. Fact two, they kicked the other team in the shin on their home floor to start this series. The percentages are very strong that the Warriors will at least be a second round team this year. Don't know that they would be, but we certainly, there's no Warrior fan out there that at this point isn't at least expecting that should be the bar for the Warriors, second round team. All right, so here's the question. As a Warrior fan, what result would make you feel good? I don't love the word expectation.
Right.
I love more the word that surrounds things like hope. What result at this point would make you feel good? Is it ring? Is it finals? Is it Western Conference finals? Is it like what happened 2 years ago? Deep run into round two. And in six or seven games, you get beat by a team that you really respect. What results feel good? I won't go further than that because losing this series would obviously be a disaster at this point.
It's off the table. I do think it depends a little bit on who they play in the next round, even though Minnesota, if they beat the Lakers in whatever amount of games, they would have shown that they're better than the Lakers right now in a series. And so it doesn't mean that, oh, you play Minnesota, so now you should beat them and you should go to the Western Conference Finals, or you face the Lakers and, well, you shouldn't beat them, and so you shouldn't go to the Western Conference Finals. So for me, I'm trying to divorce myself from what happens over there, and I'm just looking at what this team is and what they've been with Jimmy Butler and what I see in the bracket and what Vegas and the odds are telling me. And so if they go into the next round and forget Houston, I mean, they have to beat Houston, obviously, but if you go in and you lose in six or seven to whomever, for me, that would be okay. I wouldn't be thrilled, but I would not be dissatisfied. I would not be looking to blow it up or fire people. I would understand exactly what had happened.
You're talking about if they go into the next round.
Correct.
And let's say,
they lose in six or seven.
Right now, I've believed this all along, that the Clippers are better than the Nuggets, and the Clippers have now got home court advantage. So let's say it's the Clippers and the Warriors and the Clippers. That's the other side of the bracket.
Impossible.
My bad. That's the other side of the bracket. That team's going to Oklahoma City. Yeah, you mentioned it. Lakers and Wolves. You're saying if it's one of those teams and you get to a game six or a game seven and you get beat, you would still feel, obviously not happy.
No.
But you would feel like, okay.
Right.
Or like, what inflection would you put in your voice?
Probably just that.
Okay.
I mean, okay, I'm not thrilled. And the next morning, I will come in and be very disappointed. Mm-hmm. And then we'll pick through the wreckage of what the season was, and we'll figure out what needs to be better and why didn't you play you-know-who and all the rest of it. And I'm not going to say it because he's not a factor, but those things will percolate up if they, in fact, lose and that individual does not play. And so we can get into those conversations then. And so, I don't know. Minnesota is really good, and the Lakers are a 3 seed. So if the 3 seed loses to a 6, that means the 6 is pretty good.
No, they're very good.
Yeah, the 6 they're is very good.
I'm not. And, I'm not convinced at all that they're not better.
Well, we're gonna find out.
You know what I mean?
And that's cool.
Their record is one game different.
And the Warriors are one game different from them.
Right. So, like, here's one thing that I think in these Western Conference playoffs. You got to divorce yourself from the little number next to everybody.
Right.
It is
except
pointless.
For the one.
Except for the one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And because the 8 is, in my opinion, not that good. I would set them apart. But these other teams, these other 6 teams, that is a meaningless little number. And it's been proven by what we've seen already. 6 beat 3 on the road. 7 beat 2 on the road. 5 went into 4. And damn near took both games, but took one, got their split. All of the lower seeded teams have pulled home court advantage away. And we haven't even played 2 of the game 2s yet. So, those numbers are pointless and there's not much of an upset. I think I'm with you, but I also think you and I are in the minority. In other words, if the Warriors get to round 2, they make it a series, it's a 6 or 7 gamer. Ant or LeBron or somebody hits a shot, knocks you out, whatever. Yeah, not like thrilled with it, but when you start backing that thing up to ask, you look good, back that thing up. When you start asking the questions of like, was it a good trade? Where does it leave the franchise? Sure, there's the automatic disappointment of Steph didn't win his 5th, and it only gets less likely as he gets older. I understand all that, but I don't feel like that would be an embarrassing run, an embarrassing result, something that therefore made the Jimmy Butler trade, something that you wouldn't do if you had to do it. I don't think any of those things. I would call it at this point, you lose this round, that's a disastrous turnaround.
Agreed, yep.
If you lose next round, mild disappointment. If you get to the Western Conference Finals, you have made the Final 4. You're probably going to Oklahoma City. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's kind of how I would break down the Warrior result. But we certainly, we wonder what you think, because I think we might be in the minority a little bit. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we'd love to take your calls, in fact, right now, because as we said, Bobby Fitzgerald at 3 and Steve Kerr at 4. So, we've got some caller roadblocks later in the show. We'd love to hear from you. What results to you would feel good? 888-957-9570.
I do think some of it is circumstantial, and I'm thinking about the last time the Warriors were in this spot and they needed to go 7 to beat Sacramento, the get on the bus speech, and Curry goes for 50, and you beat the Kings, and then 2 days later, 2.5 days, essentially, you have to play the Lakers, a team that was a little bit more rested, and you lost game 1. So if you're able to beat Houston in 5 or 6 and Minnesota and LA go deeper and you have the rest advantage, well, then now for me, it's a little bit of a different expectation. And I look back at that Lakers series and I understand it. You lost game 1 because you were flat tired and the Lakers were a little bit more rested. They came here and they beat you. You won game 2 and then you went to LA and you lost game 3 and then Lonnie Walker got you in game 4. You're down 3-1 and that's a wrap. Teams that are down 3-1 don't usually come back and win. So circumstantially, that was a little bit of an odd one. And I think about this. If you're able to take care of Houston the way that it feels like you should and you have 5 or 6 days of rest before game 1 and you go to Minnesota or LA and you lose that game, now I have a little bit of a different feel.
Well, I think you just touched on something that for me is absolutely a central focus on tomorrow night. And it may sound disrespectful. And I Steve Kerr, there's no way in hell he'll say on the radio that he would say this to the guys. But you've got an older group, and you know this. Man, as you get older in life, different things motivate you.
Oh, boy.
Different things motivate you. I'm not motivated anymore by how I do in my Madden tournament. I don't give a rip.
Right.
Right? I'm 50 years old. I'm motivated by things sort of like, like coffee tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Or
positive cholesterol test. Yeah,
well, no,
yeah. Yeah,
whatever.
84.
Like, how's the relationship with the kids going? How many date nights in a month can we fit in? Like, this is what, how much sleep can I get in a night? These are the things that motivate you as you get older. You get an older team. Are you motivated by that? That sort of traditional, like we gotta keep our foot on the gas, and we gotta let them know, and we gotta have the killer instinct. These are the things you hear. I would sit the Warriors down and be like, yo, what?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want some rest? Who wants rest? Look how much better you look when you're rested. So, do you want any rest? Because tonight, this is how you achieve rest. And I know I'll never say that because it's super presumptuous and you just can't do that.
Right.
But that is what tomorrow night represents. Tomorrow night is the opportunity to potentially make this a short series.
And if you go back to 2022 and you look at what they had in terms of rest, they had 5 days before the Nuggets series. They won that in 5. Then they had 4 days before Memphis, they won that in 6, and they had 4 days before Dallas, they won that in 5, and then they had 6 days before the NBA Finals. So you had 4 different chunks, and you remember Steph Curry sat out the last 3 weeks of the regular year-ish, yep, somewhere in there. So there was rest that they built in, and they were a 3 seed, so they could do that. But then they handled business. They took care of Denver in 5, get a little break. Memphis in 6 was a little bit wonky, but still, Dallas had to go deep against Phoenix, and so you got a little extra rest because of Dallas needing more games to beat Phoenix, and you ended up getting 4 days there, and then you got 6 before the finals. All those things, I think, mattered.
Yeah, and if the Lakers have any heart, they win tonight. And if they win tonight, then that threatens to be a long series. Absolutely, that one threatens to be a long one. So if the Lakers win tonight, and you, the Warriors, can win tomorrow, you are at least threatening to set up that situation to see if you can be done in, say, 5 or less. The other one goes 6 if you're lucky, 7. And then, yeah, maybe you get a tired squad in game one of the next round. And again, I know what it sounds like. Here we are breaking down round two.
Sure.
God, could we be any more rude? But I'm simply talking about what this potentially means for tomorrow night. That's to me the pivotal games are the even numbered games. This is where you can grab the series and say, this is over. This is over. You're not coming back from this. You're not beating us four times in five tries. It's not going to happen.
Be tough. And I was looking at some of the numbers of what the pivotal game is. And if the series is tied at one apiece, the team that wins game three wins 75% of the time. So, I mean, the even numbers, you're right. Because if the Warriors win this, is Houston going to win four out of five? Probably not. But if a series is one all, like Denver and the Clippers, well, game three becomes almost everything.
Right, but that's kind of the similar percentage of game one, right? Like that's what those odd numbered games, yes, you take a lead. The other team's allowed to come just get it right back, you know? Yep. Didn't the Kings get games one and two a couple years ago? And then the Warriors just like, you know, and that maybe this actually kind of blows my point on because the Warriors are special.
Right.
But like they came back and just held their serve at home. That's the other part of it, is that they're doing this on the road.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.